And I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to entertain everybody for a couple of minutes? Why don't you have Why don't you have a conversation with Jim and see what happens, okay? And I'll be right back.
Well, I thought I'd play something for you.
All right, I'll be right back. Okay, I think we are now going into BBS radio. Kathy, can you hear me?
Not hear anything yet.
Are we on BBS radio? Hello, hello, hello.
Nothing, Wynn.
Nothing. Very interesting. Okay, Steph was just on. He did a countdown, and we are not on the radio, right? Testing, 1, 2. Testing, testing, testing.
No.
Nope.
Wynn, could you speak a little bit louder, please?
Hello, hello. Is that better?
No.
No?
You're on the air.
We're on the air right now, right?
You're on the air.
Thank you.
Yay!
All right. Hang on. This is Winfrey, and there was some technical disability that we just seem to have gone through. And we are back on BBS Radio. And this is a simulcast with a conference line, our conference line, and BBS Radio. And it probably, no one heard anything I said, so I have to start over. God, I can't even, you know. This is an experiment in creating group energy. And it's creating group energy that is different than most group energies that people experience, in that it doesn't just contain a human group, it contains two group souls and maybe others. Positive, any, you know, this is a place where only positive energies are invited, but two group souls who can energetically connect with us. And
hey, Wynn, you are barely audible. I don't know if anybody else can hear you, but it's like a whisper.
Is this, you talking about
other? I have trouble hearing too. This is Margaret in San Francisco.
Is this on the radio or on the phone?
On the phone.
The phone.
The phone.
I just turned the volume up.
I've got it on speaker and I can barely hear you.
So I basically have to talk really loud then. Is that better?
That's
much
good.
Better.
Beautiful.
Better.
All right. All right. So I'm not talking different than normally. So we're talking about group energies. We're talking about a combination of energies that we experience. And we had a discussion about this. In fact, Terry started it. She didn't put it on the forum. She was actually talking to me. And she was being critical. Are you on the line, Terry?
Yeah, I am, but I can barely hear you again.
You can barely? Is that better now?
Yeah, that's better.
My God, I don't know what's wrong here. I have to really scream. Okay, so, you know, the idea was when we use the word blend, it sounds like we're going to lose ourselves in something other than who we are. Like, it's kind of like we're getting in a big mix master and we're forever, you know, blended and we disappear. And I don't think that's what anyone would really want to happen. I think we like to exist, and we like our individuality. And in fact, if you're not an individual, it's hard to actually have the confidence or the courage to let go into a group energy. And Terry, why don't you just share a little bit about what you meant when you sent me that email, because I think it's a really good topic.
So you're talking to me?
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard to hear here. You hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. The thing about not losing one's individuality like sometimes if one merges their energies with another, then they start to pick up the matrix of the other, the orientations of the other, the thoughts of the other, and can get overwhelmed by the energy and the thoughts, and or begin to even just pick up the thoughts and think their own thoughts. So in merging, there's a way to merge where you keep your own individuality, but you merge at a real high place where, in a, from a heartfelt oneness, but not taking on the attributes and the characteristics and the agendas of the other person, because each person is a part of the whole in their own matrix and their own contributions and their own orientations are extremely precious and valuable. And even if it's something that's kind of screwed up and they got to work their way through, they can't just take another orientation that seems more perfect or something as part of their own, because they themselves need to work through and release old karma and get to see what it is. And sometimes old karma is kind of hard to release because there it is. Like one maybe went to a party and felt jealous of the people that were the stars of the party or something, instead of being part of it and contributing and sharing energy back and forth. And it could be something from the track that they don't even remember now. And so because they don't remember it, but yet they got so fixed in their viewpoint on the track, something happened maybe, and it's very hard to release when one doesn't even remember what it is. So I think one of the things that can help is chakra work, working with the chakras, which is something Wynn can explain more about the Light Body Activation Project we're all doing. But it's important to maintain one's own orientation, even though at a higher level you're merging with a group. When does that make it more clear?
It makes it more clear, and let me...
Can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now? Hello?
Talk really loud.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that seems clear, and now... You know, I was talking about that when we're in this group energy, that we actually are merging or connecting with groups in of the other realms, right? And you
yes.
are one...
And they don't have an agenda for us from the other side. They have pure love, and they allow us free will.
Right. Now, when you're talking and sharing that, are you talking from a shared consciousness with them? When you're just expressing the answers to these questions?
When I'm talking about the shared consciousness, I'm talking about when we all get together as a group. We aren't going to be able to we aren't going to get different orientations from them because they each honor us and know how to merge or blend from the higher levels. However, on the lower level with each of us, as we merge, we may find ourselves picking up something from another person, and that's the one, if we find ourselves doing that, we we need to move into the higher space and tune into the higher energies, because they won't do that.
So it seems to me that oftentimes when people first have this experience, they will automatically tend to pick things up from other people. They'll be in an environment, or they'll be on the phone call, and when we create a group energy on the phone call, and then people hang up, What do you think is the best approach in terms of coming back down to your own person and not being processing everyone on the group?
Is this a question?
Yeah.
I think that in the orientation itself, one can ask people to maintain their own orientation, but not if, like, if they find themselves picking up something foreign, just let it go on by. Don't adopt it.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that my experience has been to be very neutral. And the more neutral I am, the more things just go through me. And they don't get stuck on me. If I start to get excited, like, oh, my God, I'm in group energy, or, oh, my God, everyone's listening to me, as soon as I make some statement that separates me out in my mind, then things start to stick. And as long as I'm just in a flow and giving it all up, then things just flow through me. And I don't tend to pick up things from other people. Do you have that experience, Terry?
Yes, I do. If I find myself picking up stuff from other people, I just observe it, and it can be a marvelous experience because you can then begin to tune in to where it's coming from, and you can begin to realize stuff that you didn't realize before and understand stuff about another person that you didn't understand before. But on the other hand, it's really, in some ways, none of my business. Like, if I pick up something about somebody else, unless they're asking, if they're asking for information or something, then it's okay to pick it up and to share. But, like, if you pick up something that you don't have permission to share, it's really none of my business, and I just move through it.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you will pick those things up even when you're not trying, right?
Exactly, because when you share a space like that, it just comes in, and then you know, or you realize, and you aren't trying to change anything. One has to be aware that they aren't trying to change anything. If you're bringing love light in, it's the opportunity for that person to experience it and to grow or change their own self. It's not us that's changing them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't muted everybody, I don't think. I think the lines are still open. While we're having this conversation, let's just open it up to anyone else that wants to contribute anything to this particular topic and their own experience on it, if they want to, or if they have a question.
Hi, Wen, it's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
When you were talking about the becoming a part of a group and merging with a group, I was reminded of something Casey said very frequently. It's the point is to know oneself as oneself, yet one with the whole.
That's very well said.
Yeah, Casey said that so frequently.
Mm-hmm.
He said the very first lesson anyone should learn in an effort to, you know, achieve at one-ment is oneness.
Mm-hmm.
He told one guy to work on it for a year to figure out what it meant.
You know, when you go up the chakras, the third chakra is individuality. And until you're an individual, you can't really express love. Because it's, you will get lost every time in another person. So one has to individualize themselves and know their uniqueness, in which case they can then have the strength to experience merging and coming back and then merging and coming back. I mean, you know, I remember years ago reading all kinds of things when I was in college and people merging with the universe, and I didn't understand it, but it's like I kind of realize now, especially with the experiences I've been having and with Terry and Daphne and having all these questions and answers, and then having an experience going along with the questions and answers that, in fact, we are the universe. You know, there's some really beautiful posts on the Lightbody forum talking about how, you know, there's a lot of people talking about the change, the shift that the world is going through. But somebody said, we are the shift. And we are the shift. We are creating the shift. Those of us that can tune into that energy, participate it, and anchor it as a reality in our energy fields on the earth are what the shift is. It doesn't happen without us as humans doing that. And so, you know, this, I hope, is one of the forums, these meetings we're having, that help teach us how to do that. Because you can't do it with your mind. You can do it by example. You can do it by creating, you know, seeing the reference point and then learning it just by your intuitions. And there's a lot of joy in the creation of that, a lot of truth in it. Anyone else want to say anything? Uh-oh, I heard a voice.
That's Robert.
Robert? Robert? You know, I was... Did you want to say something, Robert?
What was the question? I was having trouble hearing you.
Oh, well, we were just... I just left the floor open. Just we're having a discussion about group energy, and that we've established a group.
Yes.
Do you know
what? I'd be glad to say a few words. You know, when you call in the light, or even before that, I could feel the room sort of lighting up. And I sort of see a light in my, well, I suppose my third eye or whatever. But the room seems to get lighter. And especially on the grid healing, when we're working on a particular area, and the energy going through me, I can feel in my heart, you know, the energy moving through, like when we did the great healing last Sunday on a place near my residence, you know, for my children.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really nice, and I feel more energy during the grid healing than I do anywhere else, but each night I feel, when I do miss a night, I feel like I'm missing something important. So I feel like, I try many times to find some other group to get interested in, but I keep coming back, and I can't seem to get away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something really real here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm here to stay.
Thank you. Thank you for your endorsement. And, you know, I always said over and over again that this group is an experiment. It's not about me telling you something. It's about us becoming. And if you know, those of you who recall said, I think it was May 13th that we were going through a shift of a plateau coming that was on the light body. And I've been watching and wondering, what is that? What does that mean? And one of the in one of the channelings, which I'm not sure if I shared this one with everybody, but they said that particular plateau didn't have to do with something on the planet. It had to do with something internal in our own group and the development of the consciousness of this group. And that we're pretty close to that date. And I can see that there is something happening, that there is a change happening, and that we come together and, well, it's kind of like when I'm not on the line and I think of each person, I can feel them. I can. It feels to me like I'm feeling your energy. And I'll bet you some of you are experiencing that with each other. Those of you who have been on the line over and over again and have heard people talk. And you know, it's interesting because in many cases, we've never seen each other's bodies. And yet, here we are becoming probably as close as humans can become. And I was thinking, I was having a conversation the other day about how with technology we can do things like this that in past time periods would have been totally impossible. And it's one of the reasons in the past that people had to get together and live together and create monasteries and convents and make a lot of rules because, you know, they're all in each other's physical presence to form a spiritual consciousness. And, of course, it is really great to be in the physical presence of other people when there's this communing or meeting of spirits coming together. It's really, it's stronger than doing it over the phone in general. Now, that may not, maybe I'll rethink that later, but thus far, it feels like it's stronger, but not lots stronger, a little bit stronger. And, but the fact that we can do it over the phone and we can be thousands of miles away and still create this energy and still commune with each other, it makes it so much easier than days of old when people had to physically group together, even to live in a certain area so they could create a church and worship in a church together. And the more it gets tied up with physical needs, the more danger there is of corruption, because then you have money, buildings, officials, secretaries, and it doesn't mean you can't do it, because I know you can, but to keep the intent together, I think, is more difficult. Let's see. Anyone else want to say anything on the floor about their experience of group energy and how it shifted from the time they started coming in on the line until now? And thank you, Albert, for making your contribution.
Go ahead.
I got two of you.
Who
was that? Matt on the line?
Yeah.
And who was the other person?
Gene.
Well, go ahead. You go first, Gene, and then we'll
talk. Okay, I just was going to say that I agree with Robert with the Sunday grid healings. We've done some healings in my area, and just every single time it's been really cloudy out, and as we do the healings, the grid healings, the sunshine comes out and the clouds are all gone. It's amazing, and it's just all that energy.
Thank you for sharing, Jean. You know, for those, anyone that's on BBS that doesn't but the grid healings are, what we do, this is our public talk, so it's different than some of our other conference calls, but what we do is we create a group energy on the line, and then we send this energy to different physical locations on the planet. Some of the locations have someone on the line actually present in the location, and they anchor the energy at that location. It would be as if this group energy responds to our intentions. So when we have an intention to move the energy to somewhere, it moves, and we can actually uplift the vibration in that particular physical location. And so, as I was saying, we are the shift. It is our consciousness, yours and mine, that is creating the upliftment of energy in this realm and the anchoring of higher dimensional energies into the physical. So anyone is invited to these conference calls. They're 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, Pacific time, and you can email suzanne@higher-vision.org to get the phone number. And let's see. Who was the other person that was about? Oh, Matt. It was Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I just wanted to make mention that I've been connected with this group for a little while, and just wanted to remind everybody how important it is not to follow this stuff blindly. I mean, if you really study the material and spend your time around these wonderful people that we're surrounded with and connected with, you start to experience, things start manifesting in reality. I mean, miracles, it's amazing. It's very important not to follow it like a religion, but to actually ask for and intend for the experiences to happen, to manifest physically when need be. So many incredible things have happened to me. There are too many to mention, and I mean that. And it's I've changed so much, it's hard to look back at how I was before. And I will say that I had never studied anything of a metaphysical nature before I started this group. And I just feel I cannot explain how much my mind has expanded, and at the same time the quality of the my understanding has grown by leaps and bounds. It's just amazing what blending with other people and really connecting can do. It's exponential, your perspective, how it grows. And it's just, I just wanted to give my thumbs up, you know.
Thank you, Matt. Anyone else want to say anything about this particular topic?
This is Rick. There's an experience that I have when we blend our energies. I don't feel like I lose my individuation. I feel like I have me and I also have the blended group at the same time. And it's kind of interesting to have them both going on at the same time. It's almost like I'm observing what's going on with the blending, like I can see it from the outside. It's a really incredible experience, and I find that I like it more and more every time. I also want to say for those that are new on the line that before I joined this group, I had friends told me beware of metaphysical groups that talk about interdimensional beings because they want something from you and they'll suck you in.
Well, Rick, speak a little louder, Rick.
Sorry.
That's okay, thanks.
This group has definitely sucked me in, but they don't want anything from me. No one in this group has asked me for anything. We don't have to make any financial commitments. We don't even have to make any time commitments. Just when we can come in, we're always welcomed to be here. And I find that extraordinary and extremely peace-giving. That I know that I'm always welcome, that nothing is expected of me. That's kind of the way it should be. it's a great group.
Thank you. Well, you know what? As I have learned, when you're dealing with the higher realms, the highest realms of spirit, free will is the tantamount operative, and it's like commitment that comes out of free will choice over a period of time is real. It comes, you know, it's not based on anything binding, and that's at the base of this group. And the experience of the law of one, the experience of it as a real thing, not as an idea or a concept, so that each of us can get the perspective, the magnifying glass, to look at life through the eyes of oneness, of seeing oneness. And knowing oneness does not mean that you lose yourself. In fact, people that think that are not seeing clearly, because the people that we perceive as the most individualistic are the ones that actually manifest and participate in the most oneness. You can't be an instigator of oneness or a participant in oneness without having a great deal of individuality. And if you're doing it without that, it's not oneness. It's glominess, I suppose, or codependency, which is not bad. And I'm sure many of us have gone through relationships and experiences of codependency in our lives, and it's part of a learning experience. But codependency is not oneness. It's making agreements with others out of our reciprocal needs. And just a second. I see we have about 7 minutes left, and we do have Terry.
Yes.
Are you on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hang on.
All callers are muted.
You know, I thought I would take a moment. If you're in a good mood, maybe the Elohim Ra group would like to address everybody tonight and share anything they would like to share from their perspective.
You want to call in the light and I'll check them?
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, we create a group energy, we invoke group energy for the parts of each of our individual selves that extend into the higher matrices, the higher densities, the higher dimensions, the other timelines. We temporarily, during the course of this call, blend our energies, and we invite the Elohim group and the Ra group to join in this blending. And if we don't want to use the word blend, we can use another word, interweaving of our energies, a voluntary coming together for the moment, and share with us and share anything they would like to say on the topic we're speaking of, or any topic they would like to bring up.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We extend our love through and through. We are very pleased with each and every individual in this group. And each and every one is uniquely seated, is uniquely suited to contribute by being themselves, by being an individual, and by contributing something from their heart, self. It is not mandatory, or it is not even expected. It is something from a playful place where one, like a child, is beginning to play with energies which love one and welcome each one home as an individual, exactly as they are. It is a perfection that each one is exactly as they are. And that doesn't mean that growth is stopped, or because the perfection shifts and changes as one grows. So one should love themselves even as they are, although there's things about themselves that they would like to change. These things about themselves that they would like to change are a marker that there's growth to be had. And we love you, and we know that we're coming to the end of this broadcast, and we honor you and are profoundly and uniquely joyful at the opportunity to speak to you today. We bless each and every one of you and are there for your call, should you wish to call on us.
Thank you very much, Terry. And with that, we have about 2 minutes. So let me just announce to those people that are listening on BBS Radio, and those of you that are on the line, some of the things we're doing that you can partake of. Most of you already are, but for those that are listening for the first time, we have this Monday night conference call, and different things happen on it, and today was not exactly representative. It was different, and oftentimes we have a channeling from Terry or Daphne, and then we have a Tuesday night conference call with Wayne and Suzanne, and they read a quo reading. It's not a live channeling. It is a reading of another group's soul that was a live channeling by Carla Rucker. And there's a huge amount of wisdom on the Tuesday night calls and an understanding of the dimensional shift which we're in the midst of. And that's at 6 o'clock. And if you want the phone number for any of these calls, please email Suzanne@higher-vision.org. Suzanne@higher-vision.org. And she'll give you the schedule. Wednesday night from 6 to 7, we have a live channeling with Matthew Edwards, and there are questions and answers. And actually, Terry helps with that, and she asks the questions, and Francis and Kathy seem to be gathering the questions. And if you want to submit a question and listen to the answer, these are life-changing, huge wisdom answers. And this is all for free. So please go to the website, theradiantzone.com. theradiantzone.com. It's not, remember, the is part of the URL, and you'll find a phone number, an email, and you can listen to an audio of a of one of these Wednesday calls. And then on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we have a grid healing, and that is moderated by Gino and Terry, Gino out of Madrid, Spain. And this is where we use our group energy and direct it towards planetary healings. And on that note, it's 6:51. Oh, I should say, I'm the author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and if any of the stuff we've talked about has been provocative to you, you'll probably get a great deal out of this book, which is an introduction not only to the young man who is Edgar Cayce back in a body, but to this group soul who identifies himself as who they are, who is speaking through Edgar Cayce, and how they work with us. And writing this book was my first step in understanding how these group soul energies connect with our realm. And on that note, we'll say goodbye to our BDS audience, and we will go through each person on the line and putting things in the light.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.